What up, nerds? Welcome back to Log In. Today, we are brought to you by 8118 Clothing. Look them up on Facebook. I'm wearing one of the hoodies today. And the same thing I told the some bitch who created it. I was like, hey, man, people are going to think that says this. And you know, man, it says grit face. But it doesn't. It reads great fate.
Yep.
Brayden, that's what the motherfucker across from me, Brayden.
Yes, sir.
The Lord himself, the Lord of language. Right. Language arts.
The art, it's a fighting style at this point.
You know what I mean?
Because I'm looking at his hoodie, and I was like, oh, great fate. That's awesome. He's like, no, that's the thing. He's like, it's not great fate. It's grit fate. So I was like, but there's an eight in there. He's like, I know. That's what I told him. It was just a whole spiel.
Like, bro, it was a whole back and forth with me and him. He was like, no, man, nigga, only you would think that. Nah, bro, if you put an eight after F-A and an E's after that eight, everybody's going to think that says fate.
Yep. And write that shit down because that shit's fucking funny.
Yeah. If I wrote down G-R-8-T, everybody would be like, oh, great. That makes sense. That's clever. And yeah, no.
Yeah.
But
it's like he I think he projected it as an inside joke that he expected many others to know.
Yeah.
But to everybody who's not on the inside, it's great bait.
Yeah, how an 8 is supposed to represent an I and a C is like, it's like, all right, bro, I know you ain't graduated high school and all, but God damn it, you went to Central. You need to act like it.
Ooh, not a good plug. I mean, I guess on an athlete basis,
hey,
Central's all right.
On an academic,
well, it was all right.
On an academic scale, they're great, but, you know, motherfucker slipped through the cracks.
You got Antonio, like, Brown.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You could take a motherfucker about the hood. You just can't take the hood up out of them.
That's fair enough.
Unless they want it gone and, you know.
Don't claim it in the 30s.
Yeah, I mean. So, that being said, we have no segue into the actual topic.
No, we're talking about good shit.
True. Last of Us.
The first Log In official review.
Something I've been waiting a very long time for. So,
first of all, tell them, how many times have you watched each episode?
I've watched each episode 3 times. I watched each one once by myself, once with Nina, and once with Angelique. Because Tuesday, after the great termination of 2023. Yeah, the great exodus. According to Sterling, it's one of the greatest exits from a company in history.
Oh, hands down. At least in my experience, that was chef's kiss, man. It was just, yes, that's my guy.
But that night, Angelique was like, oh, I want to watch Last of Us because I was about to watch episode 2, but Nina was going to bed because she still had to go to work like a loser. And I was like, oh. She goes, oh, well, it's fine. I'll just go to my room and watch. I'm like, no. We can watch this again.
Sit down.
And she's like, but you've already seen it. I'm like, I don't care.
Again.
I'm like, that's how good and accurate it was. I mean, minor little tweaks.
Expected.
But they have not deviated much from the fucking source material. And the part with Sarah, when the bitch-ass soldier decides to make a bitch-ass decision. Like, I teared up each time. Like, you know, just got little welts in my eyes. First time Nina looked at me, she's like, are you? I'm like, hey, man. It got me in the game every single time I played it. And it's going to get me every time I watch it. Man just lost his child.
Right.
In his arms. Like, yeah, that shit was...
That shit dug deep. And I in the Log In Facebook group, I posted a side-by-side. It's pretty fucking close.
Yeah, like you had told me that somebody said she out-Ellie'd Ellie. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I ain't going to say she out-Ellie'd, but she's on par. I'm like, she nails the character. Little Bella Ramsey.
I guess they picked out an Abby, too, for season 2.
Already?
Oh, they got a strong casting list, and a lot of people are happy, but I didn't read it because I was like, I don't want to cross that bridge until I get there.
Yeah, I was like, get happy about a potential, and then they
deviate
in some way, shape, form, or fashion. I do like how they started off the first episode, like, with the little, hey, there's this fungi, and we're fucked.
Yeah.
Like, if this happens... Oh, we make a vaccine. No. There's no vaccine for this, bud.
No.
Like, humans are fucked. Like, that is just, in the most scientific way he could say it, just like, nah.
Can't say this amicably.
Yeah, we're fucked, bud. Like, so you haven't seen the second episode. They delve more into...
you can go ahead and spoil it. I'm going to watch it regardless tonight. I have nothing planned.
So, you remember in the first episode when Sarah, Joel, and Tommy are all sitting around in the kitchen and they hear Jakarta on the radio and they're like, oh, where's Jakarta? Oh, I think it's an Asian country. And she's like, it's the capital of Indonesia. So, second episode kind of leads with that. It's like, this is what happened in Jakarta. And they get this, I assume she's a microbiologist of some sort. I forgot there, but she's eating at a cafe. Police walk in. The hostess of the cafe just like, yeah, she's over there. They take her. She's like, what, did I commit a crime? They were like, nope. They're like, what's wrong? He's like, we just got to show you. Like, hey, you're not going to believe us if we tell you. And then so when she's in the fucking area and they give her a microscope with a slide, and the lady who gets up and she's like, so if you notice, and the cop just cuts her off like, no, let her draw her own conclusions. She looks in there like for a second, just like, that's cordyceps. She goes, but why did you, I forgot what chemical she used to clean the slide. She's like, but why did you use to put on the slide? And he goes, well, that's the protocol with human cells. And she's like, cordyceps can't survive in humans. And he was like, we'll see about that. Mm. And he takes her to a room where there's a dead
clicker.
Indonesian chick. She not quite, looks human all the way until she cuts, notices the bite when he tells her where the bite mark is on the leg. And then she pulls the tendrils out the mouth after she's examining it. And then she's like, oh shit, just unhooks and runs out. Sits, they try to give her some tea. She's so shook, just sets it down. And he was like, so you can help us make, you know, stop the spread. He tells her how she got it at a grain company. She's like, well, who bit her? Because they got all the people that she bit. And was like, they were like, we don't know. And she goes, are there any people missing from that factory? And he goes, 14. And she just has this look of like, fuck.
That's too many.
And he like, so vaccine cure? She goes, nah, there's no cure for this. There's no vaccine for this. And he was like, well, what can we do? And she just kind of sat there, looked at him and was like, and you need to listen to me when I tell you this. Bomb. And he's like, bomb? He's like, bomb the entire city. Now, can someone please take me home so I can be with my family? And then it just cuts to back to Tessa, Joel and Ellie and shit. And it's just, I'm just like, oh. So I like how they're giving these little nuanced backdrops and things of this nature. And like,
I think it was needed. It was like, I mean, the story was amazing. The games are absolutely fucking masterpieces. But I do, like, I kind of want to see, like, some, like, causal, like, cause and effect type thing.
Right. And that's what they're giving you right here. And that's cool. And after the episode they gave with Neil Druckmann and dude at HBO, they do point out the obvious that everybody's saying, like, oh, they spread by spores and not tendrils. And he goes, spores works for a video game environment. But in the real world, spores that hang out in the air don't just hang out in one spot. Soon as any type of breeze comes through, the spores are traveling with it. Mm-hmm. So by that logic, the entire world would have been infected already. Yeah, and there would have been no show to have in the real world. So that's why they did tendrils, which leads them to, like, it grows underground. So you could step on a tendril over here, but wake up a horde a mile away. And now they know where you're at because you stepped on that tendril. And it adds a little different element to it, which I dig.
I mean, there's multiple reports of them saying, like, this is one of the most accurate shows coming from the source material, which is what we've always advocated for. I mean, we talked about when we were talking about The Witcher, when we posted that episode, when we were discouraged when we watched Uncharted. Because that's a fucking amazing franchise in itself, which we're not going to get anymore, by the way, which is fine. I think that's one of those masterpieces you just put up and leave it alone.
When they say that?
They released, I read that article yesterday. Naughty Dog came out and said, you know, we're done charting the Uncharted territories. Nathan can finally retire. He's like, well, we're happy with what we did.
So 4 is it?
Yep, that's it.
Okay.
And I was like, that's fine.
That's fine. Yeah.
They ended 4, like, really well. People wanted a spinoff with his daughter and stuff like that. I'm like, nah, we don't need it. Like, I think it was cool where it left off. Like, everything was buttoned up perfectly. Just leave it alone.
Yeah, because if his daughter does the same thing, then it's going to draw even more comparison to Tomb Raider.
Yep.
So,
if anything, we need more Tomb Raiders. We need another Red Dead because, like, I forgot playing the first one because John Marston is the main character. That one never really rang in my head. So, I was like, so Red Dead 2 is a prequel. And I didn't really put that together. And so I read an article. I was like, oh, motherfucker. Because when I was a kid, you just play them just to play. You don't really give a shit about the story.
Right.
But I was like, yeah, I would like something like that. Like, if we can get a Red Dead 2 into a Red Dead 1 show. Because I think every generation needs their own Western at some point.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll agree with that. Each era does have a classic-ass Western.
Yep. And we even got Yellowstone, right? I mean, it's not really a real Western. It's more like a rule.
Well, the prequels are.
Yes.
I haven't watched any of them. I might do it one day. But yeah, no, you're right. You're right. There should always be a really good Western around.
It's like how there's a really good, like, martial arts. Like, people, when we were growing up, I mean, early in our age, we've always had Jackie Chan even since he was a teenager, to be honest. And we had Jet Li and Bruce Lee and, you know, Zhang Ziyi. We had all
Jean-Claude.
Yep.
Steven Seagal, if you want to count his punk ass.
Right.
Hell, we even had the show Kung Fu, The Legend Continues. And
I think every generation needs their own. You need a martial arts one, a Western one. And then you just need an action-packed, like, corny motherfucker. Yeah, you definitely need, like, an Aliens-type sci-fi.
Well, this generation's got those on lock. They got Fast and the Furious. That's as actiony and corny as you can fucking get. Jesus Christ, yeah.
They should dump Vin Diesel to be out in the West riding the horses and shit.
I gotta get back to my family.
Right.
Somehow time traveled to 1887.
Or on horseback.
Yeah. He has a Nas kit. He just shoves up a horse's ass. Oh, fucking stupid.
But, you know, like, I'm really excited for this whole season now. I mean, now that we have a guideline or roadmap to how season one's going to be.
9 episodes, and they've confirmed that they're going to wrap up the first game in the first season, which I was personally against.
Same.
But
minimum, you could have done two seasons.
You could have got two full seasons out that fucking game. Hell, because they start in Boston. Just from Boston to goddamn Iowa could have been the whole first season. And then from Iowa to get to Colorado could have been the second.
Yeah.
But I also, I love the little fucking nods that they do to the game and the fucking thing. Like, when me and Nina were watching, I was like, oh! And she's like, looking at me like, what the fuck? I'm like, you see that beam of light and the little dust particles flickering in it? I'm like, that's the screensaver that's the start screen for the first game.
Yep.
And I'm like, and they put that in the show, and I'm like, oh. Even all the way down to Sarah's shirt, it's essentially the exact same fucking shirt.
I noticed that. I was like, wait a second.
Yeah.
I pulled up the game image, like, that is the same fucking shirt.
Yep. Nina was like, oh, is his daughter black in the game too? I was like, nope.
Nope.
But ethnicity don't matter.
Nope. I mean,
they could have cast literally anybody. I mean, white people would have bitched about it because how dare you take all our great white saviors?
There were some like, that's bullshit. Now Last of Us is looking woke because they changed the daughter from white to black.
I'm like, she's clearly mixed, but all right.
I was like, dude.
I'm like, and also,
she has like,
Joel's not white.
Right.
So let's just start there. Pedro Pascal, you ain't never met a white dude named that.
Right. So I was like, I mean, these are dumb hills to die on. Like,
yeah, they are.
It's one of those things like, but did they do a good job?
They did.
That's my thing.
They did. That whole opening sequence, you know, minus the slight deviations of Sarah going to the neighbor's house as opposed to being in her house and things of that nature. Those slight little deviations are they're so slight that it doesn't hurt anything, like, no. at all. So I'm like, I'm cool with all this played out, you know?
Even when the creators are like, yeah, no, this is, yeah. you like it.
I'm like, you got Neil Druckmann saying, no, this shit is dope. I'm like, how dare you, fucking common internet warrior, right. sit there and fucking argue with the creator of the fucking game?
People do that.
Oh, they do.
They're like, oh, this is an instance of death of the author type deal. I'm like, man, fuck that. That doesn't even apply here.
Like, at all.
But yeah, I was just like, I don't know. I'm more excited for it now. I'm definitely going to watch the second episode tonight, and then I'm going to segue right into the third episode on Sunday.
Yeah. The only beef I have with it is like, really? I got to wait till 8 p.m. HBO? Like, as soon as it clock strikes midnight, I should be able to be like, boop! Last of Us. Like, let's do this shit.
On Saturday, waiting up.
Yeah, as soon midnight. As it's midnight. Bam.
Sunday. It's officially Sunday.
Yeah, it's Sunday. Press play. Like, I typically let shows drop a few episodes before I start watching, but this one is just, I knew I couldn't make it until January 16th to stay up.
Yeah, and then wait fucking months on end for that shit to wrap
like
up.
I couldn't, like, I knew I had to go to work that next morning, which, side note, Lon told me, no, you weren't supposed to be at work at all. I asked you motherfuckers, y'all didn't say shit, I'm coming to work, fuck y'all. Yeah. Anyways, I knew I had to wake up in the morning, but I was just like, because it was already like damn near close to 9, Nina was like, you really about to watch it? I'm like, yeah. And then when I logged on, it like froze for a second. I was like, oh, are the servers too busy? And then it just buffered and then boop and ran to it. I was like, oh
shit. I'm one of the lucky ones.
Yeah, I was like, oh shit, I need this show.
That's why I didn't watch it Sunday night, because I was like, I'm going to be up all night. I'm going to be really excited about it. I'm just going to be too restless. And then the whole week went by. I was like, you know what? I can watch it tomorrow night. Last night. And I was so tired from work. I just... I was like, you know what? If I stay up too late, I'm going to miss my job interview. Just go to sleep. I'm like, you know what? I ain't got shit going on tonight. Boom, I'm watching it tonight.
Yeah, it's good. So, people were kind of complaining about episode 2's little deviations. Mm-hmm. And it's not a spoiler because you played the fucking game, so you know Tess dies.
Yep.
So that whole sequence is pretty much spot on. From when the clickers get her to where Ellie's like, oh shit, she's infected. And you know how she creates a diversion to get Joel and Ellie up out the goddamn building? All that still happens. The only difference is it's not goddamn Fedra coming after Joel and Ellie, guns blazing, that she causes distraction on. It's actually infected. That's like the major difference in that whole fucking. But I was like, yeah, it still works.
Yeah.
I'm like, it doesn't deviate too much. Yeah, I was like, it's an imminent threat. That's all that needs to be there.
Yep. Imminent threat. She sacrifices themselves so they can get away.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So, I mean, other than that, and I'm excited because episode 3 will be when Joel gets to Bill to try to drop Ellie off and them. And I was like, oh, Nick Offerman playing my Bill. I like this. and it's still all about them getting to Tommy, obviously.
Yep.
Fucking Sterling watched it and he was like, man, what I don't get though is they do that time jump. He was like, does the game take place in 2003? I was like, no, take place whatever year that came out in. That's the year that it's supposed to have taken place. And it was 2033 was the 20-year jump or whatever the fuck. So 2013. And he's like, man, how'd that black girl age that much? Like, this motherfucker Joel looked kind of the same with just a few gray hairs. And then the black girl just, like, aged all, like, what the fuck she go through? I was like, girl, age? I'm like, what the fuck you talking about? He was like, the one with the little white girl in the room and shit. And I was like, who do you think she is? And I was like, are you talking about Marlene? He goes, yeah, that's her name. He's like, man, how'd she get so damn old? She wasn't but, like, 12, 13. And I was like, bruh, that was his daughter and she died.
Right.
And he was like, but they didn't show her dying. They very much showed her dying. She literally takes her last breath on the ground and then he picks her up, squeezing her and fucking bawling his eyes out.
Yeah.
Then cut to 20 years later. What? You think, I don't, God damn it, Sterling. Like, you just threw me for a loop today.
Like, you know, you need to play the game.
Yeah.
He's
never played the game.
Oh.
And I was like, wait, what? And he was like, yeah. He's like, so what is The Last of Us Part 1? Because he was on the PS, because he got a PS5 now. Uh-huh. And he was like, what's The Last of Us Part 1? I was like, it's Part 1 of The Last of Us.
Part 1 of 2 so far.
And he goes, well, there's one that just says The Last of Us. And I was like, yeah, that's also Part 1. He was like, well, what's... I'm like, The Last of Us that says Part 1 is the one that has been digitally remastered for the PS5.
Yep.
He's like, oh, that's why it's 70. Yeah, and worth every fucking penny. And he was like, you think so? I'm like, I fucking know so.
But they came like 5 fucking times.
Yes. Yeah. I'm like, I bought it twice on PS3, twice on PS4, and then once for PS5. Yeah, bro.
It's a masterpiece.
It's in my top 5 greatest games of all time. And if I'm being honest, it's probably up on the Mount Rushmore.
You wouldn't be wrong. It's one of the best stories I've ever had the pleasure of playing.
Yeah.
I mean, and I play a lot of Final Fantasy games. They have really good stories too. But Last of Us is literally plays like an interactive movie.
And if you have a child, that whole opening sequence, whether it's a boy or girl, is irrelevant, but you're just like, motherfucker, you fucking bitch ass army dick. You could, like, me and Angelique were talking about something. What would you have done if you were that soldier? I'd be like, I'd have tossed him a pistol and a clip and be like, y'all need to go that way. Nothing good is this way.
Yep.
And I'm like, shot a couple random shots up in the air. I'm like, all right, y'all take off. I'm like, yep, they're down, sir. And then I'm going back to my post. Like, I'm not about to kill a little girl and her dad.
Right. For what reason?
Yeah.
Like, I'll at least do my due diligence, give you a gun.
Yeah. Or bare minimum, I'm like, hey, I don't want to see your daughter naked, or you for that matter, but I'm going to need you to strip down and show me no bite marks.
Right.
All right, no bite marks. Here's a pistol. Here's an extra clip. Go south. Get the fuck up out of here. You didn't see me. I didn't see y'all. Go.
Yep. And get moving.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I highly recommend people actually play it. And then watch it, because then I think that's when you really get the most out of appreciating.
The crazy thing is, and I don't know if it's just me being high in the moment, because I'm always high as giraffe ass when I watch it, but those moments where they show Joel and Ellie side by side, and I almost feel like this is CGI at some point, because it's looking like it's morphing into the video game. I'm like, I can't, fuck, this is crazy, it's blowing my mind. Pedro Pascal don't look shit like Joel, but he looks like Joel. It's fucking weird.
Yeah, I mean, that's why, like, I kind of liked pulling out the side-by-side of the two. Because, like I said, the situations are the exact same. The camera views and stuff like that are way different. Well, not way different, but different enough for you to discern. But it's still, like, it's so true to everything.
Yeah, and the camera angle being slightly askew makes sense because we're observing these people. We're not playing these people. Because,
no, making a game, you have all the power. You can literally be at any angle at any time for any reason. But, yeah, no, it's like the whole, like, the water scene or in the tunnel and shit like that.
I can't swim?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all episode 2.
Yeah, so pretty much most of what I saw is probably in episode 2 then.
Yep.
And that side.
Yeah, that whole side by side, that is all episode 2. The, oh man, you can't deny that view. And I was like, God damn.
Yep.
Oh, this is fucking amazing. Why couldn't they just drop all 9 episodes like Netflix does? I'd have called in to work that day. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to be there. I'd have got that call at home.
Yeah, yes, you would have. You definitely would have.
I'm like, man, that's crazy.
That's crazy. I'm
going to
play this
bit
one more time.
Yeah. Here we go again. But yeah, so overall impressions of episode 1, according to Braden.
I give it a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing too. And episode 2 is right there with it. And like, I'm just based on the first 2 episodes, which is essentially...
I didn't know how I'd feel about the tendrils, but then like how you interpreted it. I'm like, yeah, no, this, it does make sense.
Yeah. Like, when you watch episode 2, let it play, and then they'll give you some behind-the-scenes shit, and then a little preview of episode 3, too. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, no, see, when y'all word it like that, it makes way more sense for it to be tendrils and spores.
Right. Yeah, no, like I said, I feel like I'm going to play the game again.
Right. And it does give a little creepier element to how they, like, when Tess does die, something happens with an infected, and I'm just like, see, if it was spores, it wouldn't be as creepy. That's creepy. Mm-hmm. Like, they made a good call.
I fucks with the decision making.
I fuck with it.
But yeah, no, tell us how you guys feel about it. Definitely, like, interact on the login Facebook group posts. And yeah, that's all I really have as far as this goes. We'll keep doing Last of Us reviews for the oncoming episodes, just because it's just fucking worth it.
Man, is it.
But yeah, no, like, yeah, hit us up on all social medias, because we're present on all of them. Except, like, WhatsApp and shit.
No. I'll be getting those. Man, fuck WhatsApp. Like, fuck out of here.
You know, log in on Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, IG. You can't miss it.
Yeah.
Log out.